This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agon Rav Shabbos Rabbeis, I want to share with you something short on Kriya Shema. Continuing this series of Gateway to Tefillah, we're discussing Kriya Shema, and the Shiurim on Tefillah are dedicated by Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, Zecher Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzhak, and Shem Shav and Aliyah. The Shiurim of Chodesh Adar Sheni are dedicated to Ilay Nishmas, Ava, Bas, Ilana, Esther. Friends, I want to share with you an amazing yediyah. How many times the name Haman appears in Megillas Esther? Haman's name appears 54 times. Haman's name appears 54 times, and once Memuchan. Esther's name appears 54 times, and once Hadassah. Ze l'uma ze asa leikim. The number 54 is a significant number. The number 54 is the Midas Hadin of the Shem Adnos. Aleph Dalet Nun Yod. In the middle of the Aleph Dalet Nun Yod is Dalet Nun, 54. The Aleph, Rabbeinu Bechai says, comes from the Shem Rachamim of Ekya. The Yod, from Shem Havaya. And Haman, which represents Midas Hadin, is the Dalet Nun from the Shem Adnos. When Moshe Rabbeinu was in Mitzrayim, Hashem says, Shlach na biyad tishlach. Attach the Nun Aleph to the Yud Dalet. Because if the Nun Dalet is by itself, it's just Midas Hadin. There, Haman is very associated with the Midas Hadin and with the number 54. In fact, there are 54 letters in the Aseres B'nai Haman. The Vilna Gaon says, there are 54 words in Bimei Mordechai V'Esther B'Shushan HaBira. So you have 54 mentions of Haman in the Megillah, 54 letters in the Aseres B'nai Haman, 54 words in Bimei Mordechai V'Esther B'Shushan HaBira. And amazingly, friends, this is the Remez, Ki Machai Emche. Emche is 54. God says, I will wipe out the 54 mentions of Haman in the Megillah. But there's something that we do, the Megala Amukai says. And by the way, if you want to join us, we have an upcoming trip, Lag BaOmer time, to Krakow, to the city of the Megala Amukai. We're going to be visiting the Rama on his yard site on Lag BaOmer. The Megala Amukai says something out of this world. That one way that we're mevatel Amalek is by saying Kriya Shema. There are 54 words in the first parsha of Shema. When we say Shema, that is a way with which we are mevatel Haman and Amalek. With this we can understand why Zeresh advised Haman, uvaboiker emor lamelech. In the morning, go to the king. The Medrash says at the time of Shema, because Zeresh understood that the recitation of Shema is one of the ways with which the Jewish people are mevatel Amalek and Haman. And therefore, Amalek, Haman planned to be mevatel us and to counteract us, dafka at the time of Kriya Shema. This is one of the secrets of Shema. And we have to understand that every part of davening, each word is calculated, is measured, and has significance. And this is one of the reasons why Kriya Shema has 54 words in the first parsha. Okay, today is a little bit of a shorter shir, but it's wonderful to see everybody again. Be'ezus Hashem, next week, regular schedule. And have a Freilichin Adar. And a Freilichin Adar Sheni, and a wonderful Shabbos, Bracha v'Hatzlacha, Kol Tov, everyone. Good Shabbos, good to see everyone, Kol Tov, bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.